teaching from home, meeting on Zoom. It's far from your typical college classroom. But I mean, how many weeks have we been doing this? I'm really not sure, not just in a, wow, what a semester, am I right? I really have no idea how long we've been doing this. I literally have no idea. But I'm approaching this from a professor's point of view. What's it like for the students? In this episode, students will speak about it from their point of view. What's it like for them? You're listening to Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 104. Your professor just sent you a message in Canvas.
Hi, I'm Samantha Seely. I'm going to be one of the students in this episode telling you what it's like to do remote learning. I'm actually still on campus, but that doesn't mean I'm not having some challenges with this situation.
Hello, my name is Rebecca Parsons, and I'm currently trapped on my family's dairy farm due to the coronavirus. But hey, at least I've got the cows to keep me company.
And I'm Cameron Scandal. You know, the guy who plays 10 plus hours of video games a day and goes outside, maybe twice a week.
If I thought we got a lot of emails pre-apocalypse, it's nothing compared to now. Most are just automated emails from Canvas, the platform our college uses for online coursework. You have an announcement waiting for you on Canvas. New discussion has been posted to Canvas. Your professor just sent you a message on Canvas. And then there are the frequent COVID-19 updates from the college, flooding in two or three times a week, sometimes two or three times a day. Campus news, updates from the college. Updates from the Office of Community Living. An important update from the president. I won't even start to go into how many updates I've gotten from random businesses. I don't remember giving my email address, but suffice to say, there's quite a lot of them. It's honestly overwhelming. Every day brings another deluge of emails to bury the ones that came before. Most aren't even that important. I lose track of the important ones and the ones that require action on my part all the time. Sorry for the late response, I end up writing once I realized I missed one. But at the very least, I think we are moving closer to stability. Updates are less frequent now than they were early March, and the updates that come now are less urgent, less worrying. Hopefully that pattern continues, and I'll stop being flooded with so many emails. Virtual meeting Zoom link.
My biggest issue with technology is probably going to be that there's so many notifications on Canvas and so many notifications as far as emails go, and they're all the same. They're all, oh, your teacher has changed an assignment. Oh, this due date's been moved back. Oh, you now have a new quiz. Oh, you now have a new reading. Like, it's all the same stuff. And they're in such large quantities and so often that they all lump together so that when I get a ding on my phone, I'm like, oh, it's Canvas. I just don't even look at it. I assume I know what it is. So when you start to do that, like I have, you get, complacent and you start to, you start to kind of mush things together. You forget what's what, and then before you know it, there's an assignment that you missed, or an assignment that you turned in late, or something that you didn't think was graded but now is graded. You know, things like that. So that's a big problem for me because I don't have the same structure I have here, because I like it better when teachers tell me if it's faced. Okay, you have an assignment due on the 19th. And you can turn it in before then, but it's really due this day. You know, because when I hear it, for some reason, it sticks in my head better than when my phone, dings and tells me. So that's been my biggest issue.
The biggest problem that I've run into with technology since I've been home is that my Wi-Fi just isn't all that great. I grew up in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, and now that I'm home, I'm constantly reminded of that. It just seems to take forever to try and do anything. Trying to log into Zoom or Canvas just seems to take forever, or if it works at all. And Wi-Fi here is just really, really sparse, so we just have to kind of work with what we got. Not to mention that if things seem to be going okay, it doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. During a really important presentation for one of my classes, my microphone on my computer stopped working. I couldn't hear my group partners and they couldn't hear me. And even though it wasn't my fault, it was just a technology issue, it was actually really embarrassing. I ended up just sitting in the Zoom session really awkwardly until one of the professors actually typed out that it was okay for me to leave.
But for all our problems with technology, that's not the only challenge to moving to a remote learning situation. I misjudged how much I rely on physical spaces to keep focused. Even though I'm still living on campus, my focus on schoolwork has dissipated since classes moved online. Normally, I leave my apartment to go to classes, and I don't really come back until I'm done working for the day. Instead, I sit in the comm lounge in the Blue Bean, in the library. I work on homework there instead of at the desk in my room, and my focus is better for it. Having that physical distance between my home and my homework tricks my brain. It gives it a kind of mental shortcut to focusing. This is where we work, so let's focus and work. This is where you sleep and hang out with friends so you can unwind. But when you're confined to a small apartment, getting that distance is nigh impossible. I have trouble convincing myself that my assignments are real and that I need to focus on them when I have to do them in the same space that I relax and sleep in. The temptation to stop working on one assignment to watch TV, to give up on writing a paper for a while to take a nap instead. It is hard to resist when I don't have to move a muscle to give in. Normally, if I wanted to stop working to take a nap or watch TV, I had to pack up the contents of my backpack, check I had all my work saved, and then walk back across campus to my apartment. It's not much, but it's enough steps that staying in inertia and continuing to work is easier than giving up. Now it takes next to nothing to break it. If I want to watch TV, the most I need to do to make that happen is to reach for the remote. If I feel sleepy, I can just close my eyes and sleep. It seems my focus was dependent on a work-life separation that no longer exists, and I'm left struggling to regain it before my grades start to suffer.
I kind of feel the same way. Like, I had a set schedule at school where, I would say to myself, okay, after dinner, you have to write your paper, you have to start your homework, you know, things like that. I would have my own schedule where I would know a certain time means that I have to do a certain thing. And I always did it in my room at my desk with my overhead light on and my lamp on. But now that I'm doing everything in my bedroom at home, it just doesn't feel the same. Like, this is where I come and play Xbox and, you know, relax. But now I have to do schoolwork here, and this isn't exactly a learning environment. It's, like you said, it's more of a, this is where your brain says it's time to relax and unwind, and I can't focus or concentrate on classes or doing work in my room. As far as trying to do college from home, it's not necessarily that the workload has been different or that it's been harder or easier, things like that. It's just been that I'm not capable mentally and soon thinking physically capable of working from home. I have a set structure at school where, like, if I have a paper due on the 20th, because I'm a terrible student, I start that paper the 19th. So I'll tell myself, okay, after dinner, you'll sit down at your desk, the overhead light goes off, your desk light goes on, you sit there and you type, and you don't stop typing, or you don't do anything else until it's done. And I do that every time I have a paper or an assignment or anything like that. But at home, where I'm when I'm doing work in my room, it's not the same thing. You know, I can't get comfortable to type. I can't find a good place where I can stay focused. It's a whole lot of different things that I don't know what it is. I've tried working in my kitchen, same problem. In my living room, same problem, which is not the environment I need to work in. So that's been my biggest challenge, is that my brain can't focus anywhere to work in my house. Which you think would be funny, because for the first, you know, 18 years of my life, shouldn't say all 18 years, first school years of my life, you know, all your work was done at home, hence the term homework, but can't do it anymore. I don't know. Things change. It's weird.
Even though I've had technology troubles these last few weeks, my biggest challenge has probably been being home with my family. As much as I love them, and trust me I do, they have absolutely no idea how to be quiet. I got used to being able to work at college in like relatively or completely quiet spaces, and now I'm home again. They constantly feel the need to come up to the door of the room I'm having class in and announce that I am in fact having class to the rest of the household. And it's not all that helpful. Not to mention that my dad or my older sister's voices are never at like a reasonable volume level. They always seem to be incredibly loud when I want them to be incredibly quiet. It's been really hard to like get work done and plan out my schedule in the same way that I used to do at college now that I'm at home.
Your professor just sent you a message in Canvas was produced by Samantha Seely with Rebecca Parsons and Cameron Scandal. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helb.